As the 16th Annual International Conference wrapped up for the U.S. Grains Council in Colombia, I caught up with Jay Renners. Jay talked about the Western Hemisphere and the USMCA.
So first of all three countries have not ratified it through their parliaments or Congress. But as soon as the U.S. Congress ratifies it, the other two countries will probably instantaneously ratify it on their part. That's about the biggest update. So we just have to keep pushing our legislatures back home to get it on the floor and get it passed.
For you, what has been some of the highlights of the U.S. Grains Council meeting in Colombia?
Well, I'm on the Western Hemisphere advisory team, so we get to hear updates from, you know, the entire Western Hemisphere, Canada, Mexico, Central America. I knew Colombia was a big buyer of U.S. ag products, in particular corn, but I did not realize they were the fourth largest corn importer of U.S., so that was pretty neat to learn.
Have you attended an international meeting before, Jay?
Not with Grains Council, but I've been to other Grains Council meetings in the States.
So what was it like attending an international conference like this with so many different facets coming together?
It's actually quite amazing how they get, you know, all the staff from, you know, they have offices all over the world. They bring at least the lead staff, you know, they bring them from all over the world. And it's great interacting with them and, you know, learning about the other regions and how trade affects everybody.
My conversation with Jay Renners as he spoke to me from Colombia and the 16th Annual International Meeting underway with the U.S. Grains Council. I'm Susan Littlefield on the Rural Radio Network.